God's word for you, Psalm 40, verses 13 to 17. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. Hurry, O Lord, to help me. Let those who seek to end my life be put to shame and completely humiliated. Let those who seek to ruin me be turned back and be disgraced. Let those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled because they have been shamed. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord is great. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. These final lines of David's psalm about the Messiah divide mankind into two groups, unbelievers and believers. No one can be neutral when it comes to Christ. Either they put their faith in him as their Savior, or they reject him completely as the Savior. The Savior cries out from the cross, Lord, save me, help me. But the Father chose to save everyone else. He saved you rather than his own Son. This is a point that is too terrible to contemplate for very long. If we dwell on the wrath of God and meditate on the fact of the choice the Father made, we end up with terrible, frightening illustrations that give people nightmares. We're there to preach, to proclaim as heralds the grace of God. To do this, we must paint hell black and paint heaven gold, but we don't need to follow every drop of the Lord's blood as it drips, drips, drips to the stony soil of Golgotha beneath the cross. So here is the blackness of hell in David's verses. Those who turn from Christ and away from faith are disgraced. Now the word disgraced in verse 14 is kalam in Hebrew, to be ashamed, disgraced, to have fallen from favor, especially from the favor of a master or a superior. As Isaiah says, all who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced, Isaiah 41. And about another more specific unbeliever, Micah says, the seers will be ashamed and the diviners disgraced. That's Micah 3:7. All who turn from God are turning away from the grace of God. The taunt, aha, aha, is the taunt of an enemy, not the playground, I got you. These are the words of the chief priests and the Pharisees at the foot of the cross. He saved others, but he can't save himself. They missed the point, of course, that he did not come into the world to save himself, but to save others, including them, if only they would not reject him. He came to give his life as a ransom for many. Verse 16 teaches the path to faith in quick, clear words. Man seeks God, seeks rescue from sin. And Paul teaches us that God placed us on earth for this reason, so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. That's Acts 17:27. But seeking him is not finding him. He can be found only in his word and not any place in the human imagination or opinion. But when the gospel is revealed or preached, it creates love in our hearts for Christ. And we join those who love your salvation. David's closing words can be taken as, well, in many situations in human life. But I can't help but think of them as the prayer of the Spirit of Christ as it briefly left his flesh as he died and was buried in the tomb not far from the cross. He was truly poor and needy then, having to be buried in a borrowed grave. The delay was not very long. Friday evening fell quickly over the body of Christ. Saturday passed, and early Sunday morning, before dawn, before the earthquake shook the ground, he had already risen from the dead and left the grave. When the angel rolled the stone away and the women looked inside, the tomb was empty because God raised him from the dead. And since we all have the hope, the sure knowledge of being raised along with him, we pray David's words with joy and calm humility. May the Lord think of me. Amen. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.